President Trump's executive order on immigration does more than put in place plans to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. It also calls for greatly expanding deportations, which would require a lot of help from local officials across the country, though some have publicly said they will refuse to do this. Daniel Gonzalez covers immigration for the Arizona Republic, and he's been following this story, and he joins me now. And Daniel, despite the backlash from some, it seems like there are other local law enforcement agencies that are willing to do this.
Basically, when presidential candidate Donald Trump was campaigning, he talked about creating a massive deportation force. And what's obvious now that he is president is what he's talking about is taking, you know, what existing resources are there with ICE and expanding their immigration enforcement capabilities by teaming up with local and state police, much the same way that President Obama did during the early years of his presidency. Mm-hmm. And there are police departments and jurisdictions that feel like this is a problem, that especially undocumented immigrants who commit serious crimes are falling through the cracks, that they're coming into their jails and they have no way to identify their immigration system. So while they're being charged with crimes, some folks are getting released on bond or after they fulfill their sentences because they're unaware of their immigration violations as well. This allows them to work with ICE and put people who have committed serious crimes, turn them over to ICE so that they can be deported. So there are a lot of police agencies that are eager to come on board, but there's also a lot of police agencies that are very resistant.
Including Phoenix, right?
Well, the mayor of Phoenix has stated that he doesn't want to have the Phoenix Police Department used as part of any kind of massive deportation force. I haven't seen what the actual police chief has to say about it, and the
right.
union is pushing back on this.
Yes.
But yes, the mayor of Phoenix and lots of mayors in big cities around the country have either made statements or taken steps to create what they call sanctuary policies that limit the cooperation between local police departments and ICE. And the main concern is that these policies can undermine the community policing models. It makes people who are in the country illegally a lot less likely to cooperate with police, and that makes the overall community less safe.
So how does this executive order expand deportations compared to what was happening under President Obama?
Well, President Obama had curtailed the 287G program and then eliminated the Secure Communities program. And these are two programs that he inherited that are essentially used to enlist the cooperation of local and state police to enforce federal immigration laws. And they work in different ways, but basically the 287G program has two models. One model allows jail officials to interview and identify immigrants who are in the country illegally who have been booked into jails.
Mm-hmm.
And then the task force model trains police and sheriff deputies who work on the streets to identify and arrest immigrants who are in the country illegally as part of their normal duties. Then the Secure Communities program is considered a much broader program. And that program basically runs the fingerprints of everybody who gets booked into jail. When the fingerprints get run through DHS databases, they're able to tell if they have any immigration violations on them. So it's a pretty broad net. It basically means anybody in the United States who gets booked into a jail, they're running an immigration check on you, and you could get turned over to ICE that way.
Daniel Gonzalez covers immigration for the Arizona Republic.